I'm Ben Riga. I'm a technical evangelist at Microsoft working on Windows Phone. This is Top Rank. It's a series that I put together that focuses on Windows Phone and how you can use some of the best practices that are around to get your phone ranked higher in the marketplace. Today we're going to talk about catching errors. Errors are a bad thing, but we all get them. And what is important is that we catch those errors and that we figure out how to find them. How to fix them. In order to catch those errors, you're going to need some stack traces and good information. And the problem is that all of your apps are out there running in the world, right? They're out in the wild. And so the easiest way to do that is to use the marketplace. The actual marketplace does capture stack traces for you, and you can grab them from App Hub, sign into your account, and you can grab them. There's a couple of issues that I think the App Hub version doesn't help you with. And the first is that it doesn't give you everything that you may want related to the bugs that you're hitting. So for instance, you don't know what version of the app the person that was running it is running. You don't know pretty much anything except the stack trace that was captured by the marketplace content. The other thing that you don't get is that the end users don't know that you're getting those stack traces. It's completely transparent. It's done behind the scenes, and marketplace gathers them up and posts them to your account, which is a good thing. But again, the users don't know, and so they don't know you're getting those stack traces. They don't know that you care about stack traces, and so that's not a good thing. The best would be that the end user knows that you care about the bugs and that eventually you're going to fix them. Now, we talked in a previous episode, we talked about having an about box and allowing the end user to contact you. That's a great thing because it shows the end user that you care, that you want to know, you want to hear from them, and that you want to hear what their issues are. And the stack trace capturing those is a good thing. Now, fortunately, one of my colleagues on the Windows Phone team, Andy Pinnell, has actually put together some code and made that available publicly, some code called Little Watson. And that code actually does what you would expect. It does what Big Watson does on Windows. It captures all the information that you might care about, packages it up, and does it in such a way that the next time the end user launches an app that has crashed, that it will actually send it to you via email. And it's done in a way so that the end user actually knows what's going on. It's kind of cool. So let's actually have a look. It's really easy to do. So the first thing is here, I've got an app that I put together. I'm calling it Crash King, and it really doesn't do a whole lot. It's just got this one ridiculously large button, and if I go into that, you see that it does nothing but force an exception, and in this case a division by zero exception. And so let's just run this and see what happens. Now, of course, when we're running in debug mode, it'll capture the exception, and you can see what's going on. You can see exactly where it's happening, and that's great. But what happens when you're not in debug mode? We go back and launch Crash King and click the Don't Push Me button. You'll see it just crashes, and the next time you run it, it just runs, right? So in this case, the end user, if they don't know what's going on, it's a bad thing. And so especially if they lost data and they don't think that you're writing good code and they don't know that you care about this sort of thing, they may be tempted to do one of two things. One is give you a bad rating on the marketplace, which is bad in itself. And the second thing, which is worse, is they might actually uninstall your app and never use it again. So that's a bad thing. So let's have a look at this little Watson thing. It's actually pretty easy to put it in. Let me just show you where you would do that. I have loaded the code. We'll look at the code in a second, but the first thing, let's see how it actually works. And you'll see here that in my app, XAML, here it is, right down here. All I need to do to capture it is handle the, this is a navigation failed exception, and if that happens, then you can send that information via Little Watson. And I'm actually also, whoops. Also going to send, in my case, I want to send some information about the assembly that the end user's doing as well. And so this is some additional information that I'm going to pass in. The same thing on unhandled exception, which is going to be what we are going to trigger. In this case, I'm doing the same thing. All I'm doing is passing the exception object and the unhandled exception. And I think I'm pretty much ready to go. The one thing I do need to do is in my main page, I do want to turn on check for previous exception. And so the way Little Watson works is it actually, when you get the exception, it will grab all the information and put it into a file in isolated storage on the device. And then when the next time it comes back up, it checks for that file. If that file is there, then it prompts the end user to email it to you. And so we need to do that when we're loading. So now let's run this app again. Yeah, of course, we're still in debug mode. Let me stop that and bring up the thing. Let me run it again, cause that exception again. This time I crashed. Now, this time what happened was that exception was captured, and it was actually sent to isolated storage in that file. So if I run this Crash King again, you'll see that now it's actually prompting the end user to send an email. It says, you know, problem occurred last time. Would you like to send an email? Of course, you can customize this message to say anything you want. If I click OK, it packages that all up and sends it to the email. Now, in this case, that didn't work because, let me try that again. Click OK, because I waited too long, and if you wait too long before you load, it will actually throw you out. In this case, it's sending it. It can't send it because there's no email account. You can't do that in emulator. So I'm going to close that and come back. So let's have a look at what's going on behind the scenes. I showed you earlier in my app XAML that there are two places where you want to capture this. And so again, in the root frame navigation failed, you're going to call Little Watson and report that there was an exception. In this case, you're going to tell it was a navigation failed exception. And you can add additional information here, current assembly. This is probably not the place where you'd put this. You can put all sorts of things here. It's up to you. It's just a string that Little Watson will grab and put into the exception file. But it's handy. So let's have a look at what's going on here. Two main things going on. The first one is report an exception. And so anytime this exception is, this function is called, it's going to grab the exception and that string, and it's going to open up a file. That file is called, there it is, littlewatson.txt. It's going to write that out. It's going to write what the exception was, and so it's either a navigation failed exception or a exception unhandled exception, and then it's going to put the message from that exception, whatever that was. Normally that would be the message that you would see, and then the stack trace, and it captures all that, and then it fails out just like it normally would. And then, like I said, in my main page XAML, mainpageXAML.cs, you'll see that I'm doing this check for previous exception as soon as I load the app. And so, so when I check for previous exception, it does a couple of things. It basically checks for that file, and then grabs the content in that file and then deletes the file. And if the content are not null, then it pops up that message that we saw earlier that shows that the message is, that you had an error. I'd like to get some information about that error. Can you please send it to me? And then it actually launches Outlook with that message. And so the end user can see exactly what they're sending. This is a good thing so that there's no hidden privacy issues that they might get freaked out about. And then again, it tries to delete the file. And there's a separate function there that tries to delete the file, pretty much deleting the file and doing it no matter what, so that you're not left with these exceptions in and around your app. So that's kind of it. It's really easy to do. I encourage all of you to do it. There is actually a third-party, another open-source project. It's called Northern Lights WP7 Toolkit. It does a bunch of different things beyond this, but what it's done is it's taken that little Watson and bundled it up into a package so that you can use it pretty much without having to do any coding directly into your app. You can just load it via NuGet. It's called Northern Lights. This one is actually something put together by Bjorn Cooper. The interesting thing he's done is he's actually taken that code, and he does the same thing where he allows you to send that message via an email. But the other thing that he's done is he's actually allowed you to actually send the exceptions via a web service directly to some HTTP endpoint somewhere in the cloud automatically without telling the end user. And this, if this is something you want to do, it's there. It's already done for you. All of the code is available for you to download and go ahead and do it. My one concern with that, it's not something I would do just because I have some concerns around doing stuff behind the scenes that the end user doesn't know about, and you might get called out, right? Someone might actually put your app under Fiddler and see what you're doing and notice that you're sending stuff to an endpoint and they don't know what that stuff is, and so you might get into trouble with that. So I would say if you're going to do something like that, make sure the end user knows it. Or if you are not going to let the end user know, then make sure that whatever it is you send out into the cloud doesn't include any information that an end user might not want to share with anyone. And so that's it. So I encourage you to go have a look at that. I'll put links to both Andy Pinnell's blog post where he talks about Little Watson, where you can grab the code. You can grab my code. I'll attach this code to the blog post. And I'll also include links to the Northern Lights project, which is up on CodePlex. So you can go and have a look at that. If you have any questions about this post, about this podcast or video, please drop me an email. You can reach me at benriga@microsoft.com, or you can post directly to the video when it gets posted either on Channel 9 or on my blog. Feel free to drop me a note via the comment section. Or if you like, follow me on Twitter. My Twitter account is @benriga. And you can get all of my updates related both to the Top Rank series as well as other topics that I talk about when I find them in and around the internet. And I think that's it. If you have any questions, please drop me a note, and hopefully I'll see you on the next episode of Top Rank. Thank you.